This is Tommy Mack, owner and operator of Big Right Hand Media, coming to you live from my office here in Las Vegas with an update on the Floyd Mayweather-Ortiz fight. This is coming to you Sunday morning, about 11:50 Eastern Standard Time a.m. in the morning on the 18th of September. Well, if you go back to my podcast, Betting Odds Graffiti Wall Podcast, the award-winning podcast that I've had for 5-6 years, if you go to TommyMack.com, click on the scrolling ticker that says Betting Odds Graffiti Wall Podcast, you will hear where I predicted 3 to 4 weeks ago that I said this fight would go just the way that it went. Floyd was a 7-1 favorite. No way he was losing this fight. First of all, Ortiz was completely outclassed. Completely outclassed. It was like a boy against a man. And I'm going to state on record right here, right here, right now, unequivocally, Floyd Money Mayweather is the greatest defensive fighter in the history of the game. That's right, that's what I said. Better than Muhammad Ali, better than all of them. No one, first of all, you have to be a boxer to understand the system. No one teaches what Roger Mayweather teaches. I've been working with him off and on for 17 years. I know. Roger's whole system is every punch you throw, there's a counter. You're expecting a counter. Nobody teaches that. Not to the degree that Roger does. So everything that Floyd does from an offensive standpoint is already calculated in his head from a defensive standpoint the minute he throws it. And if you're not a boxer, you don't understand that. You can look at it, but you still don't understand it. And I'm telling you right now, legitimate fight, straight up, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, Floyd will crush Manny Pacquiao. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he will smother. Manny's a great puncher. I'll give him that. No question. He's a great puncher, especially inside. He's a tremendous puncher. He can throw punches in bunches. That's how he's trained. But I'm telling you right now, Floyd will smother his ass. He will smother him, and he will not be able to get off those shots. And Floyd will be able to hit Manny from the outside like he has never been hit before. And when he comes in, he'll get punished. So that was a boy against a man last night. Ortiz is a respectable fighter, no question. But you saw the difference in class. Now, the last thing I want to say about Joe Cortez, the referee, of who I'm not a fan of. You can see he went to sleep right when that Ortiz absolutely headbutted. Look at all you Floyd haters. Go back and look at the tape. He absolutely, unequivocally headbutted Floyd. He headbutted him. That's what split his lip. And then when he's trying to make up, blah, 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 old man Joe Cortez is going to sleep over there. You can see it. He's not even looking. But your boy Ortiz, he catches a left hook. Remember, it's defend yourself at all times. That's the Queensberry rules. Okay, if you don't understand that, you don't even understand boxing. As a fighter, you know that's the first thing you're always thinking of. Okay, so let's give him the fact that he didn't catch the, he wasn't aware of that first left hook that Floyd hit him with, okay, when he was trying to kiss and make up for the illegal headbutt. After you get a left hook, you think you might wake up and say, oh my God, he's coming after me. No, he never even moved. He's still looking at his boy Joe Cortez over there, saying, hey, you got a burrito for me? And so Floyd just goes, okay, 90-night, going to put you to sleep right here. Boom, right hand. In my opinion, funniest knockout in the history of boxing. I was laughing my ass off. Funniest knockout in the history of boxing. And the last thing I want to say to you, Larry Merchant, Floyd Money Mayweather, put your ass in your place. Floyd said to you what us boxers have been wanting to say for years. You're a dirtbag. You don't understand anything. And right on, Floyd. You said it for all of us when you said you don't know shit about boxing. And he doesn't. It's just like a music critic who doesn't know a diminished scale from a whole tone scale. And yet in their reviews, they want to say, oh, the cacophony of the string section. You know, you've never written anything. You don't understand music. It's the same way in boxing. You've never been in the ring, Larry Merchant. You've never laced them up. Anyway,